Sheikh, I can't thank you enough for talking to Yusuf. I can tell he's doing so much better, and I know you wanted to talk to his father. I called him up yesterday. He's willing to come tomorrow to have a meeting. Are you okay with that?
That's excellent. Let him know I'll see him tomorrow.
Inshallah.
Thank you, Yusuf.
I just don't know what got into him, Sheikh. He's been so lazy at school. He's been failing his exams. I don't know what to do, Sheikh, honestly.
I understand. Look, we care about Yusuf as well.
I'm telling you, if he continues like this, he's going to be a failure. I keep telling him all the time, you better wake up, change your attitude, otherwise you're not getting anywhere in life. But he doesn't want a bar of it. He doesn't care. He's in his own world.
Look, I had a chat with Yusuf, and he shared some things with me. He said there was a lot of problems at home, and the problems were really affecting him.
Really? What did he tell you? Was he speaking about me? Blaming me for all his issues? Is that what he told you?
He wasn't blaming you at all.
Nah, go on, Sheikh. Tell me I'm a rubbish father. Tell me, go on.
Look, I'm not here to tell you how to be a father. And I know you love Yusuf more than anything in this world, and you are the most important person to him. But can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
When was the last time that you sat down with Yusuf and spoke to him? Not when he's done something wrong, or maybe when you're putting him in his place, but really knowing what's going on inside of him, how he's feeling.
I don't know. Maybe a while back. But Sheikh, you need to understand, there are a lot of issues going on at home. You know, with my marriage, I've got work on top of that. I'm really tired, Sheikh. I really am, and it's getting tough.
Abu Yusuf, we all have our weaknesses. We have our shortcomings. We have our ups and downs. Life isn't perfect. But what's really important is your son needs to feel that he belongs, that he's loved, that you appreciate him above everything else. The greatest factor in a child's success, emotionally, socially, academically, in all areas, is the father being present in the home. And this isn't just some statistic or some modern psychology. This is also part of our deen. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us that our family was of paramount importance. He would regularly pick up his grandsons and kiss them on the forehead. He would show them emotion. His daughter Fatima, when she would enter the house, he would stand up and kiss her on her forehead to show her that he loved her and that he valued her. So this is our responsibility. And I'm going to do my utmost while your son is here with us at school to support him and hear him out. And you do your part at home. Spend that time with him, talk to him, show him love above everything else. He needs to know that he's appreciated and loved by his father. And inshallah, through that approach and by that approach, we can hopefully help Yusuf to grow and nurture him, inshallah.
Inshallah, Sheikh. Jazakallah khair. Thank you, Sheikh, for your advice. I appreciate it. Inshallah, I'm going to change my ways. Allah be read, inshallah. Thanks, Sheikh.
Did you know that every single time someone watches our videos, you could be earning the rewards? To get in on this opportunity, just click on the donation link and share in the Sadaqah Jariyah.